The bishop retired in 2012, succeeded by Bishop Richard Malone, who was forced out in December. The bishop emeritus arrived here from Nashville. The new bishop was originally from Trenton, New Jersey, and was spotted early as a priest with potential, educated in Rome and saying his first Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He had very little experience as a parish priest, rapidly moving up in the clerical hierarchy. When appointed to Buffalo, Bishop Kimmick answered a long push from Poles for one of their own in the top job. Speaking for a Channel 17 documentary, federal bankruptcy judge Carl Buckeye says that push had been underway for a long time.
Theodore Roosevelt wrote correspondence to his special emissary to the Vatican, asking that they put in a word for Father Pitas to be made bishop. It never occurred, but that was a dream that had occurred as long as 1904, only to find a final fruition in 2004.
Bishop Kimmick inherited a diocese with a declining number of priests, a shrinking in the ranks of Catholics, and fewer of them showing up for Sunday Mass. He took lots of criticism for closing parishes and closing schools. It's not clear how effectively he dealt with the problem of pedophile priests, although he did remove two priests for reasons he never explained. It developed later the removals were for child sex abuse. The former bishop's funeral arrangements are not yet announced. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.